Hey there, sexy people. Are you ready to turn it up a notch or two? Well, season two of A Hers and His podcast with your hosts, Brandy J and Poppy J, is about to. Yes, with a little bit more heat and a little bit more fire and some live action. This season, we are ready to let all the cats out the bag. So, are you coming on? I hope so, because right here with A Hers and His podcast and Brandy J and Poppy J, this is where you want to be. Welcome to Hers and His podcast with your host, Brandy J, and that guy over there goes by the name of,
Master. Poppy J in the building. Once again,
Poppy J in the building. All right. Checking some now here. Okay, so how are you today?
I'm pretty good today.
Me too. It's been a settled day.
Today was a good day.
That's what's up. Well, today, I could say it. We have some very interesting topics and questions, right? So in the group, which I have to finish opening up that Facebook page too for audience or listeners too. So the topic was celibacy versus dry runs. And so,
Celibacy versus what?
Celibacy versus dry runs. Basically, one that's choosing to restrain from sex versus one that just, you know, ain't stumbled upon any yet. Or probably it's like, whatever, but not purposefully, not engaging. So there's a few questions in there. There's one that says, I am practicing celibacy. I choose to for my own spirituality and my healing. Should that be a hindrance for me dating? Not if she plans on giving it up on the first night, right? So basically, isn't that, that's kind of perfect, right?
She's dating. She's dating, like the actual word, dating. Mm-hmm. Then her practicing celibacy shouldn't have any bearing on it.
Right.
Now, if you're seeking to be in a relationship, that could, now you got to, you still will have to figure that out. That'll be a conversation. It shouldn't be an issue if it's just dating.
Yeah.
If it's dating with intent, are you dating? People get took dating out of context. Dating is just like a date, going on a date. We're dating. You're going a couple of dates. Yeah, we're dating. It's not a commitment. That's just dating. That means out getting together and doing stuff. Whether it be movies, whether it be lunch, whether it be dinner, whether it be breakfast. You're doing something. It's not just, you can't call it dating if y'all living under the same roof. You can't call it dating if y'all sleep in the same bed. That's a relationship.
Right.
Whether it's a whatever title you want to give the relationship, that is more of a relationship than just dating. As long as she's dating, it shouldn't be an issue. Because she's just meeting people, getting to know people, sharing this with people. I mean, practicing celibacy should be a topic of conversation. Shouldn't go on a date and don't tell a person because now you're playing games. If you're going on dates and this is what you're practicing for spiritual reasons, then this should be a conversation that's had within like the first two dates.
For sure.
And then you'll know if a person wants to keep dating you, and it shouldn't be nothing that you be disappointed about. You got to understand that some people just ain't trying to be with nobody that's not trying to give it up. And vice versa. You can't be mad. A guy can't be mad because you ain't giving it up. If you date, this is why this is dating. If you're doing anything else and you pop up one day and say, nigga, I woke up and I just want to get into my spiritual stuff and I don't want to have sex for a couple of weeks. That's going to be a hard sell in the middle of a relationship.
Or yeah. In
the middle of a situation. That's how I look at it.
She didn't really get too much into it. I'm just assuming like, maybe she'll stop being celibate when she's ready, when they get to that part. That's what I would think. Like, there'd be like a time frame. And then if you're in a dating and you're trying to like, you know, go somewhere, meet people to go, you know, to eventually find partnership, then, you know, sex comes with it. So, you know, but since she's dating, I think that's the perfect time to be celibate. I'm recording. The first time I went like that, we should design. Okay. All right. So, and that was, who was that? Sam from Montana. Well, thank you, Sam from Montana. Okay. So, oh, wow. Okay. So, I'm currently dating. There's a lot of dating going on for COVID. Who knows? I don't know. I'm currently dating a gentleman, and he is not interested in having premarital sex. Is this normal? I never heard of it before. Would you say that's something that I'm gonna answer that first too. Now, somebody told me that there was because you know, obviously I'm married, but I was not a virgin when I got married. But if a guy told me that he was not into having premarital sex, there'd be some questions there because I'd be like, first, like, are you like a virgin or are you like born again virgin where like now you like you had sex and now you're just going to stop until you're married? That'd be a question. And then those would be the two questions for me. Like, are you like for real virgin? Because either answer I would get. If he told me he's a virgin, I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna be skeptical about it and be like, yeah, I don't know about that. Because that's a rarity. And what guy goes around doing that, you know, on purpose? But I could be convinced. I mean, I'm, you know, but in the beginning I would be really very thrown off by that, but I wouldn't be bothered by it. And then either way it goes, if they told me that they just decided to slow down and hold off into marriage, I think that's very, very interesting. But I wouldn't be selfish. I would think about it first because, like, if this is somebody's like goal and this is what they want to do, I would never want to be like, if I know, because I would want to be strong with that person too. So I'd have to ask myself, are you willing to wait until, or if it ever gets there? Because what if it doesn't work out? And then you never go there. You never go there because it just didn't work out, right? So did you waste your time? I don't know. So it all, I don't know. But I definitely wouldn't want to like do anything for them to throw their values away. I wouldn't want to be that temptation or anything like that. Because I would have to ask myself, if we came up against that, would I be willing to like not do things to
no problem
to make him desire me? So I'm pretty sure that's not an easy task, you know? So I would ask myself that first, and if I'm willing to wait this out with this guy, depending on how much, you know, we'll see how it goes. I like him. I think that I have a shower head. I should be good. Go ahead, have at it.
All right, before I go, I just want to say that was so sexist.
What I said?
Yeah.
How was I said sex is what?
To explain, as a man, why is it not that complicated when a woman says something like that?
Why what?
Why isn't it? Why we don't go through all those things? Like, we don't think nothing's wrong with somebody if they just, if I met that woman.
I didn't say anything's wrong with him.
You better play this shit back. I sat here wow.
What are you talking about? The whole time I was talking, I said that I would think about it and say if I wanted to stay with him, make sure that I didn't throw him off the beginning. Yeah, I even said it. I said, honestly, I would first, I only said it. It was that little. I just said,
No. You don't get to
that little. I repeated. Yeah. I said, I would possibly not believe him right away. Right away, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
look. And I even explained it to you. I said, because you just, I've heard that shit before. That's why I'd be like skeptical.
Why can't it be honored the way a woman would want it to be honored to them?
It is going to be honored. I'm just saying, if we first talking and the guy tells me this, my initial thinking is going to be like, I'm not going to be like, I don't believe you. I'm just going to be like,
same.
Tell me more. And then he'll continue. It was just like a 30-second thought.
Your expression would make me want to walk away from you.
Look. But he wouldn't have got that. He wouldn't have got he wouldn't have got that look, obviously. Yeah. I would have thought about in my head, I would have been like, I would have never, first of all, that's just not polite. I'm not that type of person. I'm not gonna go on a date and then make somebody feel uncomfortable or make them like if they're telling me sharing themselves with me, I'm never gonna disrespect them or make them feel out of place. Well, that's just or anything like that. I'm not gonna make any faces. But initially,
I'm saying
if I heard that, I'll be honest for like a good 30 seconds. I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna tune in more. I'm gonna be like, and I'm gonna let them keep going. And at that point, I'm gonna roll with it. I'm not gonna just sit there the whole time be like, this nigga ain't no virgin. Because at that point, if I think that, I'm not even gonna talk to him anymore. But initially, if I heard that, I even studied. I said processing, and I'd be like, I wouldn't just be like, "Oh, you are." I'm just gonna because it's not something we're used to hearing. But I'm not gonna let that like outshine the whole freaking evening because I'm gonna give that person the benefit of the doubt if that's what they're telling me that's their thing. If they don't have sex or if they holding out till. So marriage, for me to sit there and keep seeing them, obviously I believe them. If I didn't believe them, and if they don't have a reason to lie to me, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to give that person the benefit of the doubt. But initially, right away, I'd be like, because you don't hear that. You don't hear a dude say, I'm a virgin. You don't. And so.
That's wrong unless you talk to a million people.
That's not wrong. I'm not wrong for my own initial thought. That's not wrong. Because I'm not being like sexist or anything. In my head, that's the same like with men. Same thing with men.
I'm not talking about your initial thought. I'm talking about the thought that a man, it's more baffling when a woman hears that a man is waiting for marriage than it is for a woman.
I never said that.
No, I'm telling you. I'm not saying you. I'm telling you from experience that it's looked upon. You, I'm saying, I've heard. Even when I tell people that I'm not fucking right now, it gets looked upon like there has to be something wrong with me, rather than just the same way. If a woman came up to me and said she was waiting for marriage, all right, she don't want to fuck. I don't care if she. I'm not gonna assume she's a virgin. One, that'd be the last thing I'd do. I probably would assume that she went through something, she learned a lesson, and now she's starting over. So that's the way I would just look at it. But most of the people that I speak to, when I say I'm not even my man, we were talking about that shit last night. I'm not really pressed to, I'm not pushing to get no ass. So I won't come, I could be in the bed with a female and I will not initiate anything sexual unless she does. And I was looked at like I was retarded. And I'm just saying that.
I'm listening.
I'm just saying that there's a lot of men that's doing what I'm doing. There's a lot of men doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But
And I don't look at that
men,
like
men don't get the boring. Men don't get the energy that mm-hmm. women get when that's said. From my experience, I'm not saying from anybody else's experience. From my experience, men don't get the same. The women don't give the men the same energy that they want when the shoe is on the other foot.
I've been told that before. And I believed it.
Leaving this for something serious, man. Like I got an option. I either pursue this or I leave. Not thinking about why, I'm just thinking, do I want to pursue this or am I leaving? All right, cool. I heard what you said. Give me a minute to think about it. You know what? I'll pass on any further interactions so I don't waste your time. But when men say it, females start asking around to find out if something's wrong with this nigga. This is what I've experienced.
So you know people that could do that. I don't really see people where I can ask somebody, but okay.
I know people that literally will go dig just because I'm not just on them like that. Ask if I'm gay. Mad shit. I don't think like that when a woman says, yo, she's waiting for marriage. I gotta respect it.
Yeah.
I have this day term on, but I assume she's a virgin. I would ask. That'd probably be the first question when you decide to tell me that you ain't for sale. I just need to know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's either virgin or he's a virgin.
If you're not a virgin, that leads to my next question. Did you experience some real serious bad relationship? Like, this is the conversation I would have off of just her asking, just her saying.
Yeah, you want to know more.
Paying for marriage. I just want to know if you've been in a bad relationship. Because if you've been in a bad relationship, which is the reason why you're waiting for it. Marriage, that means I hope that you was working on that so you don't bring that bad relationship into this new relationship.
Yeah.
And start treating me off of your bad relationship. Which, so, it's complex. I think if a dude says that he's waiting for marital sex, he's waiting for marital sex. Gotta honor it. She would have to honor it like if it was just you on the other foot.
Just like I just said I would. But I also said that I would not, because I've dated somebody before that didn't say they was waiting for marital sex, but they were basically slow paced like that. And they weren't trying to basically hop on, you know, but it went into the story of why. And it was because of past trauma or things that they've been through, trust issues, and just doing things different this time. Been on that road before. For me, it's always up to me to make a choice if I want to still go along. Now, if I stick around, I don't think you're selling me any bullshit because I don't have to drive myself crazy on purpose if I'm not going to believe. But for the most part, I tend to give people the benefit of the doubt until proven differently. But, as far as like someone having, so I had dated somebody some before that, and like they were like into a church kind of way, and that kind of got weird. So we just went different. Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah, made me feel weird. I was like, oh my gosh, these are not healthy thoughts you're having. But anywho, but yeah, even a man of God has those thoughts too. So yeah, so for me, I find those things to be intriguing and pretty decent because I always date, I'm not going to say always, well yeah, for the most part, I always date opposite of me. When I say opposite, it's kind of like, say for instance, like, I'm not like a huge, like, even less, get that shit and go, a huge, like, drinker. I drink even less now. But anybody I've ever dated or was in a relationship with have always been someone that does the opposite. They don't smoke, they don't drink. And so for me, not saying that I wouldn't, but 9 times out of 10, it just goes easier. I guess it would depend on what type of person you are. If you like need that energy, like you need somebody to be turned up with you, yada, yada, yada. But like, that was never the case, and it always just was kind of refreshing because it was easy just not to do those things. So I think because if you cannot not do those things, it means you might have a problem, you know what I mean? So, like, say for instance, me, can you please, for the love of God, hurry up Why'd you choose to come in here and make something to eat at this moment in time? But come on, just go ahead. Let's get it done. Come on up. Don't you have to even say anything. Just get it and keep it moving. Thank you. Yeah, so like I was saying, his father. Yeah, we both were, I wouldn't say we were alike, but he drank and he was on a whole nother level, I think I told you and stuff. So that there, I think, played a lot a part, even today it still does, nuts, plays a part in why we're a little bit off balanced with when it comes to me and him. But anybody else, like anybody across the board that I've dated and had like longevity with, it, never, they've always been someone that's been like, but kind of like a good boy. I don't know what that is, but kind of, yeah. I don't think that's not even a thing or like on purpose or anything like that. Or they've been like someone that's not what, like how you said, like how you said, like how women don't really, or society doesn't really give a man that, you know what I mean, same energy when he's chill and knows what he wants and, you know what I mean, and he's not thirsty and he's okay with being next to you without jumping your bones. He's okay with calling you, hanging out with you without jumping your bones. Stuff like that.
There's gotta be wrong with that nigga. He got crazy skeletons in his closet because it's just unimaginable that I can't keep my hands off of that ass.
Right.
That's what I get from that. That's just,
I think that's what goes to the head.
Like, hold on, who won't touch me? Like, bitch. Hold on. Like, you are over selling you what you think a nigga should be doing when they see you. Like, that's how I be thinking when I get that reaction. It's like, all right, they might have a bunch of niggas that'll jump your bones, but not this nigga. Doesn't mean you ain't cute. Don't mean I don't find you sexy. It just means that I don't understand what the fuck. I'm on my own path, not because I got a bad past.
Mm-hmm. Or like you can't control your stuff. Yeah, I get that.
Oh, Dino!
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about celibacy. And why is it different for a man versus a woman?
You want to stay with me. You got macho? What's up, nigga? Let me know if you like together. Matter of fact, yo. Come. I mean, yeah, I'm keeping him because he wants to. All right, so listen, let me finish this podcast. So swing back around here like six. All right. Pardon the interruption. I'm not editing none of this shit. So like how we just got a life, man. We have lives, man. We got kids that wait till we podcast and that wanted to start popping up on the thing. But don't jump in the camera. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Running back and forth. That's what my son does. Man. He don't want to pop off on the camera. He just wants to be here and then distract me from whatever I'm doing.
Right.
In his room by himself, and I don't bother him. He gets all the peace in the air. But
same narrative here.
Yeah, these relationships, dating relationships, all this shit. That's where I'm. Like before, yeah. We get to the next part. That's what I'm at the point where this shit is just too complicated. So it's not that I don't want to sleep with you because spiritual reasons. It's not that I'm trying to jump nobody's bones because I had a bad relationship. It's that I realized from all my past relationships after doing some real what the fuck. Because hey, you have to be honest. Just as a woman may feel he the shit, so does a guy. Well, in my case. So when I'm in a relationship, if it don't work, while a woman may be thinking, what's wrong with me? I'll be thinking, what's wrong with me? Like, what did I do wrong? So now I know that it takes dating is all I want to do right now. Like, that's, it's just, I have to get to know you. We have to get to know each other. I could care less if you want to give me the, if you give me the ass prior to, I hope you can control your feelings, because I can. The giving me the ass is not going to make me want to say you're my girl. Giving me the ass to say, hey, while we getting to know each other, she likes to fuck. So don't I. This is two adults with consensual sex. Don't read between the lines. No matter how I work it, no matter what things I do in the under the sheets.
Knowing how it goes, you might as well just not even go there.
For me, waking up next to somebody after sex is like one of my biggest things with the women that I was dealing with. It was just automatically assumed like this nigga wanted to be here for his.
Did you say you tried to hop out a window one time?
And listen, I'm just hopping out of shit. Drop me off. Don't leave him. I gotta go. I gotta stay. Peace. I can't stay tonight. If you want to wake up next to me, then you come to my house. Cause then I know for sure you leave it. But that's just me, man. I ain't even, like, right now I just want to date, get to know people while I'm on my money train. While I'm on this money train. I don't, you could get on the train, take a couple of stops. If you want to get off, you're willing to get off. But I'm on the money train. And anything you want, you think you're gonna change in order to make me fit in your life, it's not gonna happen.
All right.
You're gonna have to keep going. Wanna be a partake in what I'm doing, be a part of what I'm doing, and then we could tie the knot.
I don't think every woman sets out to want to change somebody.
But that was interesting. That was interesting.
Yeah, it was. It very much was. I was just gonna end on that note. I was just gonna say, men that can assert themselves and that, like, you know, said what you said, and then like prior in here, I find it to be women that respect it, that they like. There's women that like that, put it like that. So if you're like finding those ones that respond like that, like me, that's you don't even want that anyway, because she's more concerned about herself versus what you said to her in the first place. So what was her motive? You know what I mean? What was her initial motive, and you know, if that's what she's thinking,
see, how that works. I don't even try to think like that.
You know,
that's a more of a headache. I don't care what her motive is.
No, I'm just saying in general. Like, if she can't understand that, and she's thinking like, what? You know what I mean? Like,
Anytime I get a response like that, I just think that they running away from trying to hear. Like,
versus someone that's accepted, like, oh, thank you. I like that.
If you're accepted, then that conversation won't be so baffling. If you're trying to replace, if you're one of them people that don't like being alone, then when you go out, your intent is to bag something. Mm-hmm. And when you go out with that intent, then if you come across a person like me that's comfortable with in my space, they just disappear. Like I said, they won't even, like, I don't even. There was a chick that was inboxing me and everything, and she just disappeared. Like, because of this mission that I'm on. It wasn't that I had to reiterate it or nothing. That when they came over, I was taking care of business. When they came over, all I talked about was stocks. Don't ask me how my day is. And then when I talk about stocks and podcasting, you get bored. That was my day. If it didn't enthuse you, we don't need to be doing this. You could come over. We still could be friends. But I'm that whole, even thinking that I want to sleep with you, like that might have crossed my mind prior to us having these conversations, that should die. Like, I wouldn't even attempt to sleep with her. Like, no matter what. No matter if she came back and was like, yo, I just want to fuck. I'd be like, nah. Because now I know you couldn't handle it in the beginning. So now wanting to fuck now don't mean you can handle it. It just means you think if you give me the pussy, you could change something.
Think your pussy put that in the way.
I told my man, I haven't met Sunshine yet. I haven't met nobody that made me want to call and say, yo, I'm never coming home. So I wish everybody stopped with this. My pussy is the pop shit. Like, that ass shit don't work.
Right.
Work for niggas that wasn't getting it.
Yeah, for sure. That's a lot of people's thinking too, but it's a mind, it's a state of mind, state of being. People actually can control. I think that a lot of women don't think men can control certain things. So,
It
me.
takes, but you that for a man, it takes, like I said, I just did a lot of self-reflection. I did a lot of soul searching. I like to know. I play chess, so you gotta know when you make a bad move, you be able to recognize a bad move on your part, not just on your opponent's part. And I just learned to recognize my bad moves so that the next time I play this game, let me recollect all these bad situations that never amounted to nothing, and then see what the common denominator is on my part, and then focus on fixing that common denominator on my part. And now that I'm not healed, I mean, I guess it's a life, that's a life thing, like learning. You're gonna always make mistakes. Just try not to make those crucial mistakes that keep you in a situation where you're by yourself. So the next time I embark on this relationship thing, I want to make sure I'm going in and with no, like as clear as possible. It couldn't be any clearer. Now people have they text on like 3,000, so each letter is like huge, so they can read it. Now you got to make sure your conversation and what you're trying to get across to a person is that clear.
Yeah.
The first thing the guy get is you're just playing games. You play games with me. That's what I got. You're just playing games with me. I was like, oh, I thought we was playing games. Like, takes two for this game. I mean, I don't recall ever saying, do you want to be my girl? So, I mean, yeah, you might have, because I laid with you every night or something. Like, oh, I laid with you every other night, or I chill with you, or I let you stay in my crib. Like, that don't make you my girl. That just make you good company.
Right, the words, the conversation has to come out.
Yeah, your phone should be off of your actions, because my actions is that of a man that's got a beautiful woman in his bed. Still, yeah, we want to fuck.
And
This
then
is
we go there, we be like, I let you do this to me, and I let you do
not,
that to me.
that's not the time to ask these questions. You're supposed to ask those questions before you get. If
Right?
you know if I was interested in you, I don't wait till I have sex with you to say, oh, he's interested. No, I'm interested in having sex.
And you know what? Sometimes those conversations happen, and I can attest because I've been there before, that we still didn't hear the shit. You know what I mean? Like it's like, and then you'd be like, "Yeah, you did say that. Oh, you said that." I can admit I've been down that road before, and I even had to tell the person. I was like, they were apologizing, and I said, "No." He said he had told me it's like, what was this? It's a while. I mean, very polite about it. He said, I seem like I feel like I'm hurting you and I don't wanna, string you along. And I was like, I said, no, I said, don't worry about it. I said, I think I was hurting myself initially, if anything. And I said, because you did say that you weren't seeking, to go there. So yeah. I did have to recall that in my head, like you did say these very things. So, if anybody's hurting anybody, I'm hurting myself. And then we had five and parted ways. You know what I mean? I was able to do that and keep it pushing. It's very important to do. Women, very important. You got to know if you do make a mistake and you know you're going down the rabbit hole, you got to know when to get out. Okay? You got to know. I'm so invested that I even called upon a psychic and a relationship coach one time to talk me out of my own bullshit. And for the most part, it worked. Two of them I did some podcasts with already told me, yes, Brandy, you are just the booty call. And then Rick Soderbergh, which I'm gonna need to reach out to him again, see what's going on, got some juicy stuff to share. He talked me through it as if I was an addict. You know what I mean? That I was like, what's wrong with me? Why do I like this person? And it wasn't even that the initial thing I had going with this guy was going bad or anything. I just knew deep down inside myself that I was liking him I just didn't like it. I didn't like where it was going. I didn't like that I was not in control, that my feelings were so invested in someone that did not reciprocate those same things. I wanted it to go away, but I just couldn't make it go away. And so eventually I just say, you know what? You know what I mean? I tried, it didn't work. I tried, and this time I was just like adamant. And so I had this whole plan. I think it was right about before I started talking to you and what's that guy's name that I never see anymore? Wise. right before that. And I said, okay, this has got to stop. You know, and it was nothing on the outside that you could see that was unhealthy. But inside of me, I was like, what's wrong with me? Like, why do I like feel this way? Like, why do I just feel so like so much? I don't know. It was just the weirdest feelings ever. So I told myself at that point, I was done. So I called the psychic, Artie, and I called Rick. And I said, I need your help. Need your fucking help. I said, I need to detox. I need to just... So Rick kind of like talked me through it. And I almost fell off the wagon for a minute there. He said, oh, what you need to do is go on that phone. You need to delete and stuff like that. And I initially didn't do it right away, but I did. And I was like, okay, you know, and the whole time, the guy didn't even know that I was going through these things, having these thoughts, you know, and I was just smooth, you know what I mean? But, you know, but I was just uncomfortable myself. And I was like, I had told Rick, I said, why do I feel this way? I said, is it because I haven't dated in a very long time. To be honest with all you listeners, me and my son's father, that's a whole nother story I'll share. We never initially split up, but our lives, when we had a situation where something else was way more important that I had to focus on, which he should have been more a part of, but I didn't care. And then he went this other way because, So at that point, nothing that was going on with him mattered to me anymore because I had to be a mom. And that's all I was focused on. But yeah, so that's the last true relation. That was my son's 14. He was still like baby, basically, when his dad left. So I have not really been in a relationship since then. I've dated someone for some years, actually. I used to work with them. It was a very healthy, you know what I mean? I would say, still to this day, he still would be somebody that had all like really great qualities, and like it was very healthy. Why it didn't work out? Because I feel like something within me was pulling back, like I wasn't ready, I was scared, or I didn't feel like I was worth. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that one out. When both of us was ready, it was like both of us was like, eh. So I'm not going to beat myself up over that. But with this one here, I knew it was unhealthy. I knew he wasn't into me like that. I said, I know that you, I'm telling myself these things, like reiterating, but I'm like, why do I like it? This can't be love. I don't really love this person, right? So I think right before I met you and Wise, and you guys heard that podcast, I was like, I don't know, I didn't mean to come off like that. That was me detoxing. So I did a video journal, and I think I did my Instagram, and I did something else, and I talked to myself through it. I exposed myself, and I prayed really, really hard to God, and I gave it to him. And let's just say it worked, but that was me. A lot of people don't do stuff like that. They kind of just let it happen. And they said, oh, I love him. I don't know why, but well, I just knew that it was going to take me down the road of heartache. Because it was like I saw the person on my shoulder that he don't love you. He never will. And the other person is like, it's fine. I'm lovable. Or like, we'll just go with the flow. It's all good. It's fine. But the other person is like, so never go anywhere. And he's going to tell you everything you want to hear, no matter how you know what I mean, you come across, because he still wants to hit that, you know? And I'm just like, yeah, talking to the shoulder, we're going to end that shit right now. That's what I did. So thank you for letting me share. Yeah. Because, like, but I was just saying, like, we will do that to you. to ourselves. You will tell us, no, I'm not interested in having a relationship. And we were completely, it was like we heard something completely different. I don't know.
It happens. They always tell the truth. Without real conversation, there's always one person that hears what they want to hear. There's always one person that hears what they want to hear in a conversation. That's why you need to have multiple conversations before you partake in any type of relationship. So that way everybody needs to know. I need to know that where I made my mistakes. And that's what it took me to do while I was healing, in my process of healing, which is more not like healing, but like self-evaluation of my past relationships, to really delve into, really evaluate the past relationships. Everybody knows that they saw that this one's gonna work. If you self-evaluate and really sit back and look at that situation, I'm pretty sure like 3-4 times there was 3 incidences that you can remember in the past relationship that you was like, damn, I could have saved that many months of headache. Won't happen again. And that's when you start learning. And you start, so I know what I'm doing. I'm not speaking enough. I'm not articulating enough. I'm just going like a quick, them one answers that I'm known for, them shits don't work. That leaves too much room for somebody to believe that their way of seeing things, the way they see the relationship is what it is. Because I'm just quick answers like, sure, no problem. I don't care. Them shits ain't no good, man. You need to. That's
come back, bite you in the ass later.
Yeah. You gotta ask. You gotta be like, what? No, hold up. Let's talk about that. And you gotta go ahead, whether you want to or not. Because if you, the one time you don't, that's that. Most of what I'm experiencing, that was from what I experienced. That the woman, everything after that is your fault. You wasn't clear. You was hiding. You was playing games. Just because you didn't answer something or really pay attention to what was being asked. Cause we usually just put, like, tone y'all out and hear what we want to hear. So if you didn't hear what she said and then you let it rock, 3 months later she'll remind you of what you're saying. You're like, nah, I meant to. But it's 3 months later, so it looks like you was playing games. So it's crucial for me now to pursue a healthy relationship. We have to have one on multiple dates. I don't have a number. Because everything is, you still got that vibe, that energy that you flow off of. But we definitely have to talk. We have to have dates with his light. It's not always dark. You ain't always cuddling. Like shit, not watching TV. Like you, coffee, dinner, let's have a talk. Like them dinner talks, them lunch talks, like those talks, instead of just eating next to each other, there should be some questions asked on a date besides what you want doing for a living. Besides what you So that's just me though. That's how I look at it. That's how I'm walking. So anybody that I've told I'm not interested, please don't think that I had this terrible trauma thing going on. I'm just working on myself. And like I said, men don't really understand they work in a relationship. Like men go in a relationship and it's all, yo, happy wife, happy life. Nah, nigga.
Happy, right, then not being happy later.
You, nigga. Happy husband. I'm not just making you happy. You better have somebody else. Happy wife, happy life. Get the fuck out of here.
But that means you're not happy, but you're making her happy. That's like, yeah, that's miserable.
Partners. Trust me, if it ain't making me happy, I hope she don't think I'm going to do it just so I can make her happy.
Right.
Like, I got to feel good even when I'm spending money. Even if I'm buying something, I got to feel good about something. I want to buy it because I'm under duress, under pressure. Nah, you ain't getting shit. That's it. I don't have nothing else to say to you. people thought I was joking. Valentine's Day, leave me alone. I'm not celebrating no more holidays. So all these romantic ones, you miss me with it. I'm not celebrating. I'm enjoying it. If I feel like going out to dinner or something, then I'll do it on a day that I feel like doing it on. But not on a designated day where it's costing you designated dollars because of what comes with that holiday. No.
Yeah.
I'm remixing. I started last year and I will continue on. I started right around Christmas time and Thanksgiving.
So now, I can't have it. I never missed. I don't think I've ever been on a Valentine's date. Just don't
worry about it. I probably will never be on a date.
It just happens that I don't really have anything going around that time. I don't think it's a bad thing, though. I mean, I'm not like somebody like, oh, I gotta have somebody to take me somewhere and give me flowers and all this stuff for Valentine's Day. Because first of all, it's man-made day, and the history, it's some morbid shit. That little cute, that some stuff going on there. Disturbs me. And then it's just a day, just like Christmas, for people to feel like they need to buy a got-get or something, a got-to, or you know what I mean? And if you feel the need to, then get her something. I don't know about most, but I'm just going to go on a limb and say for most women, it could be a going, you know. And then if it doesn't fit certain women, that means you're not on that level yet. And so good luck with that. But for most women, the little things count. Like, the little things count. They really do. But I guess to each his own, though. But, yeah. Nobody's looking for like
man. Once a man realizes worth, the little things count for a man too. The little things count for a man too. That's why I said those mad people that used to call me Trey didn't never know my name. So you can't tell me you're in love with a nigga named Trey if you don't know my real name. That was a street name. That little thing kept me from ever getting in relationships because people, I wouldn't get in a relationship with somebody that don't know my name.
Right. Not even thinking to like want to know.
Know me for years. I've been. That's all you know is until you hit the police blotter and they find out your name. But prior to then, nobody knew my name. I didn't pull out my ID and show it to nobody. I was incognito. That was it. And if you didn't take enough energy or enough initiative to ask me and investigate what my name is or who, what kind, like ask about my family, upbringing, anything, then what the fuck you expect me to love you? So that was my thing. That was my thing that I used during the whole player life that I led. Like, that was my shit. Oh, this bitch ain't even asked my name. Fuck her. Kick rocks. I don't care how bad you were. It didn't matter to me how bad you were. That's why I said I never met Sunshine. Never met Sunshine. Because it didn't matter how bad a chick was. It was just that little thing right there meant more to me than anything. I can't trust you if you don't even know who I am. It's easy for me to find out who you are, but you ain't even digging. As long as you're more happy with me caring about who you are, that you don't even give a fuck about who I am. So that shit was like, all right, never gonna wife none of these fuckers. And that was the way I lived. And every time I tried a relationship, I had no experience. They don't want to hear that now. If you're a piece of shit. Listen, I didn't have no experience. You can't just tell men they have experience in some shit. And you can't just talk a man through it. There's feelings, there's emotions. So that made everything complicated. And that's why I had to take a break, go dig and see what the fuck is the problem. And now I know. So now I just cool. I'm good. And Corona and the COVID should help make that happen even faster because it stopped everything. So it's like, all right, now you're really stuck on your own. What are you thinking about? And I was thinking about the money train and making sure that I embark on the next relationship with clearer eyes, as into what I, on my part, what I gotta do. I ain't worried about what the females gotta do. I know what I gotta do to keep my energy and protect my space. I know how I have to go move forward with any dating or anything from this point on. You know what I'm saying? So that was good. But that may be more rare of a thing for a guy to just start figuring it out, but it does happen. And but I told, like I told you, the reaction is crazy. People look at me, men and women look at me crazy, like nobody, like everybody's confused, and I'm the only one not confused. I'm enjoying my day. Everybody else want to know what's wrong with me.
So you think it's because of who they know who you used to be, or do you think it's just like because you're a dude and that's some bullshit, or it's because they feel like they see you that just how you used to be, and they're like, yeah, bullshit.
The ones that know me, because I'm in a different town now. So the ones that know me from the town I was in, Yeah, they think this is a fucking podcast image.
Even though you're older and growth.
The ones that I meet now just don't understand it. Just don't understand it. Like, they're hot. They're nice. They look good. What is wrong with this nigga? Why he's not jumping my bone? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They ain't gonna say it like that because I'll curse their ass out. But but at the end of the day, that's the reactions I get from people that just don't understand how serious it is, like how serious I am in my, how comfortable I am in what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, it's not me saying it trying to convince myself to believe it. It's me saying it because this is what I believe. And that takes time. That's what I said. They take time for people to understand and change. I lived a life that calls for that call that that warrants mad skepticism from people who know me, like or think they know me. Not my inner circle, but people that I that popularity thing that was going on for a minute, like being relevant, being popular, being known, being one of the top guys in that era, like in that section at that time. I was on the top. There was a point where I was at the top 10, like top 10 niggas you was gonna fuck in this town. there was a point that I was actually in the top 10. So top 10, top 20, I don't wanna flatter myself. But you know, like I was at the top of the, when niggas that was in the top with me was like, yo, how this nigga's not making all his money I'm making, and he's still fucking the same bitch I'm fucking. It was just the vibe. People like the vibe. They like a real nigga. Then I didn't matter how much money I was making. They knew I wasn't a bum, but they knew I wasn't making more than the average nigga, so they must have thought that I couldn't compete. But for some reason, I was just in the top. It was just, hey, I ain't gonna argue why I'm in the top, why I'm on the favorite, the top 10 of your list, your smash list. Hey, man, smash me. That's the way I was for like a lot of years, man. A lot of years. Probably, I'm 47. I would have to say 47, 10 of it, I'll say, went to prison. 10 years to prison. That leaves me 37. I started fucking that early. So you could say fifth grade. So between the fifth grade when I started fucking, yeah, it's probably like a nice 20 years of just no relationships. Like, 20 years plus 10, that's 30. Plus the little bit of time I was a kid, that's 41, 42. Yeah, and then probably like 5 years of relationships that didn't work. Like 5 years of different relationships, at least 3 or 4 in that 5 years. Not in the same span, but like a total of 5 years went to relationships. Where it was more dedicated to the relationship, and then you start weaning yourself out and you just part of this relationship situation because of children. So it seems like we was together for a long time because we've been cordial, but by the time I fell out of that thinking this was gonna work, it was way early. I should have been like more upfront and just told them when I really stopped feeling like this was gonna work. And I never did that. I just was always looking for that exit strategy. I was more focused on the exit strategy and just being, instead of being upfront, like, look, this ain't gonna work. This is where it stops. I don't know what you want to do from here. Let's talk about it. But I was always on probation or in a fucked up situation. So I'm like, oh, if I tell, kick me out, probation. So it was a lot of things that played to me, like where it ended up looking like I was manipulating the situation. But when you don't know the person you're with to know that if you told them that, they wouldn't kick you out and jeopardize your freedom. Now, all fair and love and war. That's it. It's all fair and love and war. I believe that you won't hesitate to call my probation officer. From then on in, I don't have to play fair. Never again.
Right.
But nobody, that's how I feel the shit. So that's just my self-talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was it right? Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Was it wrong? Who knows? I don't know if it's right or wrong. We still, history is still in the making.
Word up.
So, like, yeah, it is what it is. Yeah. Relationships will always be the one that the hot topic.
Yeah.
Any views of relationships?
Yeah.
And the way way we sound might sound crazy to that another person that thinks a different way of a relationship. Like, no, but there's not a handful of people that's always on the same page with relationships. You can sit in a room with a group of your homegirls and each one of y'all say a couple of things y'all like that y'all agree with, and then a couple of things that each of y'all be like, girl, I'll never. That's what y'all best friends, y'all girls, but y'all still don't agree. So that only goes to show me how complicated relationships is. It's not even a unanimous decision amongst men and women.
It's just about those people that come together.
Yeah, this shit is not written. They didn't write it right for us, man. That's one of the things you learn as you go.
Yeah. And keep people out of your shit. You know what I mean? There's this, I know we have to end soon, but those questions, that celibacy thing, like, opened up a door, right? Good stuff, people. Wait to bring people on here and get some, I want to, like, hear, like, what people, like, because I'll be reading, I'll be coming across some stuff, and to each his own, but I'll be like, good luck with that.
Rules up. If you're guesting here, invite them to the studio you create, and let's speak to some people. Let's actually let the world see people actually partaking in this.
Yeah, it's time.
Let's get some real listeners. Let's get a little conversation going. We could have up to 10 people. I prefer to have more than 5 or 6.
Okay.
But let's get it. We could be like a clubhouse chat.
For sure.